This is WKSU News. I'm ML Schulze.
Ohio's U.S. senators have split sharply over the Senate's vote to roll back the Dodd-Frank Act, which was passed a decade ago to curb banking excesses that led to the Great Recession. Republican Senator Rob Portman is lauding the rollback, saying Dodd-Frank hurt community banks and credit unions, and the change would make it easier for them to extend credit, loans, and mortgages. Democratic Senator Sherrod Brown says the Senate bill opens the door for banks to engage in the same risky behavior that led to taxpayer bailouts of those banks.
Students throughout Northeast Ohio joined the nationwide protests of school shootings yesterday, some with the support of their school administrators and some with the opposition. Students in Lordstown came up with their own plan for a national walkout day and their own name for it. They called it a day of advocacy. It does not include a specific protest or a singular focus on guns. Instead, there was a call to stop political and emotion-driven arguing that students like Vincent Spano say accomplished nothing in the past and instead get on with finding solutions. The Special Congressional Committee set up to try to save multi-employer pensions held its first meeting yesterday. The bipartisan House Senate Committee is co-chaired by Democratic Ohio Senator Sherrod Brown, and Republican Senator Rob Portman is one of the 16 members. Portman said yesterday about 1 million retirees could see their pension plans go bankrupt within 20 years. Youngstown State has hired a former University of Akron provost to the newly created position of special assistant to President Jim Tressel. Michael Sherman's job will be to oversee the Division of Institutional Success, which includes institutional research. He and Tressel worked together before, both at Youngstown State and Akron. A federal judge has put a temporary hold on Ohio's new law prohibiting doctors from performing abortions based on a diagnosis of Down syndrome. Judge Timothy Black said yesterday opponents of the law are highly likely to successfully argue it's unconstitutional. So the law won't take effect as scheduled next week while the legal challenge by the American Civil Liberties Union continues. The ACLU sued the state, Department of Health, and Medical Board and county prosecutors on behalf of Planned Parenthood and several other abortion providers. Attorneys for an Akron man accused of 2 fatal fires that killed 9 people on his street say his statements to police should be excluded at trial in his death penalty case. 58-year-old Stanley Ford has pleaded not guilty to aggravated murder charges in the 2 fires, which were a year apart. The Beacon Journal is reporting that police questioned Ford 7 times. His defense attorneys say he did not get the right warnings. Attorneys for an Ohio man charged in 2 fires that killed 9 people on his street say his statements to police should be excluded at trial in a potential death penalty case. 58-year-old Stanley Ford of Akron has pleaded not guilty to aggravated murder charges in the April 26 fire that killed 2 adults and the May 2017 blaze that killed 2 adults and 5 children. The Beacon Journal reports investigators questioned Ford 7 times. Defense attorneys argue Ford wasn't properly advised of his rights and was improperly questioned and did not voluntarily give his statements to police. But prosecutors say detectives followed the right procedures.